Good morning and welcome once again to K1. And we have on the telephone with us here Mayor Dale Copeland with us. And Mayor, first of all, good morning. It's Monday, I think. The days are starting to all kind of act the same.
Good morning, Tom. It is Monday. I checked my calendar and that's what it told me. You're right. It's a blur. Things are moving and moving quickly.
Now, coming up tonight, we have a very special city council meeting because, can we even bring people in tonight for this? How are we going to do this?
No, sir. This will be much like the task force meeting that we had last week. We're doing everything virtually. Senate Bill 661 is a new one that we're all learning, but it allows us to meet virtually. We will be doing that. Everyone will be able to watch. This will still be provided through the normal channel on cable, cityofbartlesville.org. Pick city government, right side panel, pick city council, and it'll say webcast. So you can watch it there, but it will be one way. You can appreciate, Tom, we have to limit the number of people channeled into that, and we would like to have as many 10 or 1,000 or 10,000 that would like to watch it, but to try and have two-way participation is really probably unmanageable to do in a seemly way. So it will be possible for people. We keep sharing this information. If you have questions or comments, the city has established COVID-19@cityofbartlesville.org. That's COVID-19@cityofbartlesville.org. People can send in their comments, their questions, their concerns, and city staff is putting those together. It's sharing with all of the city councilmen so that we're aware. We just don't have a way to do the two-way communication tonight.
And that is understood. This is a unique situation. Now, Thursday, you declared, another state of emergency, and that was to make way for, I understand, some changes that might come forward in extending a few things as far as COVID is concerned. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. The original proclamation of emergency and the original ordinance that were both passed 2 weeks ago now, you're right, time is a blur. But those were set to expire tonight at 11:59. The original plan was twofold. One, we hoped that things had come under control by then. That appears to not be the case. But secondly, we knew there was a council meeting scheduled. So tonight we will discuss whether to end, amend, or extend the ordinance. I have already myself decided that it was proper to make another proclamation, basically extend the original proclamation, mm-hmm. with that date being extended to May the 4th. May the 4th selected because that is our next scheduled city council meeting. People need to understand, in the meantime, if things improve, the way our law is written, the way our city charter is structured, the mayor can do away with that proclamation at any time, and the city council can do away with it. So there is a system. It does not have to go to May the 4th. It simply can. Then tonight we will look at an ordinance that was also set to expire tonight at 11:59 and decide whether to end, amend, or extend. The current discussion points, there are several topics that we will discuss. I think those have centrally, you could kind of classify them. What's the wisdom of operating outdoor parks operations, one of those being focused on at the golf course, but I suppose it might include a tennis court or any other thing where people come together and look at that. Also, the idea of retail operations, particularly large retail operations, these are considered essential, but how could we best manage those so that we don't have very large groups of people in close proximity and still let people get the things that they need to keep running their lives? And then the last one that's perhaps the most conflicted, I think, for all of us, is the idea of childcare, daycare for small children. Mm-hmm. What do you do with that? And I'll tell you, Tom, it's a tough thing. Technically, we dismiss the schools because of this reason. Then the same logic would seem to apply to all children, regardless of age, not just those old enough to attend school. And some of them aren't children. Some might be in college or graduate work, postgraduate work. And on the other side of that, but those people could take care of themselves. They could stay home. What do you do with that child under the age, perhaps, of six? And maybe their parent I could be a single parent, one of the essential workers, could be a health worker, could be a safety worker, fire and police, that you can't leave a three-year-old at home. And we've also told them that, you know, don't take them to your normal safety net. Grandma's, for instance, would be a classic, because those are the people that are high vulnerability. So that one's really tricky. And I don't know, the wisdom of Solomon is needed to apply here, but we are going to try to apply the wisdom of the city council and have that discussion tonight.
One of the things that, going back to retailers, over the weekend, many retailers across the nation and right here in Oklahoma as well have adopted some policies in order to try to limit the density of people inside their stores. The Walmart people nationwide they've got a set number. And, of course, they want you to practice, social distancing while in it doing your shopping. And as soon as one comes out, another can go in as long as they maintain that number or below it. And other stores, including, I believe, Walmart, have instituted putting up some plastic right there at the cash registers. I noticed a few of the other grocery stores in town have done that measure. And those poor folks... I tell you, their hands are raw from using sanitizer and putting the rubber gloves on and taking them off. But the folks who are trying to keep your food supplied and your home supplied, at these outlets are doing their able best to keep safe themselves and also not to infect others. It will be interesting to see what kind of a uniform thing will be discussed tonight with businesses already kind of taking on that mantle and running with it.
You're right. Over the weekend, beginning late last week, we began to see more and more of what I'm calling large format retail begin to self-regulate, which is the best way to do it. I would greatly prefer that everyone would do that and leave the city out of that, not have to legislate those activities. And you're right. Several of those companies have announced and begun to practice limiting the number of people in their store so that spacing can be managed. They, I'm told anecdotally, that they've set up one-way aisles in the grocery stores mm-hmm. or wherever, so that you don't have that back and forth thing trying to get around someone. So a number of good ideas. That I call them sneeze guards. I don't know if that's the proper term, but at the check stations. And I think that tonight those are several things that we're going to discuss. Other ideas, whether to require retail workers to use personal protective, we call it PPE now, personal mm-hmm. protective equipment, which would sound like a good idea. There's the concern about getting that. Everyone is aware, I think, that PPE has been in short supply. This isn't a Bartlesville, a Washington County, or Oklahoma. This is a national and a global problem. Therefore, a lot of that PPE has been very difficult to get. I don't think a lot of people understand the proper use. If you put on the same pair of gloves and wear them all day, or all week in some cases, is that really the proper way to use those, or do you change them as you change environments? I think about the hospital. They come in and check a patient. They take those off before they go to the next patient. So that's an education process that we'll have to look at. But all of those things are up for discussion tonight, basically to weigh the pros and the cons, because many of these don't have clear-cut answers. Child care is a great example of, if you do this, it's a plus on one side, but then it creates an issue on the other side. How do we weigh those things out and get the best solution for everyone?
Indeed. Once again, the meeting is going to take place tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can, of course, watch it on your computer because of spacing and best practices and everything else, folks. That's just the way it's going to have to be, and until further notice, at least till May 4th, I understand. But, Mayor, this has really been a challenge, but it appears, from a guy who just lives here, that folks, for the most part, are behaving.
They are, by and large. And, Tom, it really is a situation in Bartlesville. I can only speak to Bartlesville. This mm-hmm. is where I live. It's my home. But somebody said, well, you don't need this or that. You can almost pick your topic. And I've told them, I said, we don't have a police force for the people who obey the law. But there are always a few who, for whatever reason, choose to not. Mm-hmm. We don't have a fire department for people who don't have fires. But when you do, it becomes critical that they respond in minutes and not hours. And so these same discussions that the city council has, the vast majority of all of our friends and neighbors are not only doing the right thing, they're going above and beyond and helping others. The outpouring of support has been amazing, which is very gratifying, but on the other hand, it's kind of what I expect from Bartlesville. It's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to think about, particularly in this viral epidemic that we're suffering, that just one person out of 35,000 could be a problem. And I don't know that we're ever going to address every single thing. We're just trying mm-hmm. to be prudent and take the safe precautions that we can.
I also think it takes, it bears to mention that our spiritual community has been doing a lot to keep everybody's anxiety lowered, and their powder dry, too. So, a little hats off to them as well.
It is, and I think it's been particularly poignant that here we are having this problem, and there's never a good time, but here we are in the midst of Easter season. And I think it is, as you mentioned, the time that all of the faith communities would step up and just demonstrate what our faith is about, how we live out that faith. And it's a great time to come together as a community, not physically together, but to come together as a community and support one another through a time that I've said from the beginning is going to have, this is a war. It's going to have casualties, and nobody likes that, but it's just a fact that whether it's cancer, whether it's COVID-19, we're in this battle, and we're in it together. And so we'll just continue to do the best we can.
Okay, tonight, once again, is a virtual meeting, and if there are folks who are just now listening to this and they understand that they can't come in person, they're going to have to watch online. What is that email address to get their questions into staff? Because, as we mentioned earlier, it's going to be one way, but they do have a chance to get their voice heard, at least via email.
Yes, sir. If you go to City Hall, as our habit, you just go to City Hall. It's what we do. You will not be able to get in. There will be no one there. But you can go to cityofbartlesville.org and watch through the webcast. If you have cable, you can watch through that. If you have input, ideas, concerns, you can always share those. You can send them to each of us individually. All of the council members have email listed again on the cityofbartlesville.org website. But you can also, just to hit everyone, you can use COVID--, the number's 19@cityofbartlesville.org. COVID-19@cityofbartlesville.org, and that will go to staff who compiles those and shares them out with all of the council members.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. On short notice, I appreciate you being with us here for a little bit and to kind of break things down to every man's language in this very complicated situation. Thank you again.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, appreciate it. That is Mayor Copeland. And, of course, tonight the city council meeting will be a little different. It'll be virtual like it was when we had the other things going on last week.